Log Talk Radio.
Watching you as you dream, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watch it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still love you.
Stumbled into A Team of Voices Radio. Yes, that's it. A Team of Voices Radio. This is a strange world. Tonight, we'll be going over some stranger things and technologies and things around this unexplained or unknown. Also, updates on all artificial intelligence as it comes along, advances in the technology, the uses, the misuses of the technology. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. This is Deborah Lee, my little sister, my friend, and co-host. Hi, Deb. You there?
I am. Hatter, so listen, there's a lot of static and white noise on your line. That's why you might have heard me put you on hold for a moment during the song.
Okay, let me change that. Hold on. Let me change it.
And hi, everyone. It is Jay Hatter for Strange World. I don't hear it. But now, instead of constant, I only hear it when you stop. There it is. No, Hatter.
Okay. How's that?
Don't crack a laugh. No.
No? Not better.
Are you on a headset or something?
I just turned it off.
Okay, then it's...
How's that?
Let me stick you on hold again real quick and make sure that's what it is.
Okay.
Yes, as soon as I put you on hold, it goes away, and as soon as I pick you up, it comes back.
Is that better? I'm trying to turn it off. Let me disconnect it. No better?
Worse. Wait a minute. No.
Okay.
Why don't you hang up and redial, and I'll play a song.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, can you hear me? I'm going to go ahead and play a song. I'll do it.
Where do you hear the recording? You'll hear how bad it is. Take it. You want to call on the guest line, and I'll call on the host line and see if that makes any difference. Shoot, Hatter, if you're gone, I don't even hear you anymore. Just static.
Still static. How about now?
Yeah.
Good.
It's a little fainter, but it's not going away.
Let me try calling back. I'll try calling back.
Okay. And while Hatter's dialing back in, I have a couple instrumental tracks in the studio that are done by the poet Dave Prophet, also known as D.W. Prophet, and this is his instrumental Vampire Queen. So let's listen to a little bit of this while Hatter gets back in. Turn it down a bit because I hear you back, Hatter. Or I see you back.
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
Hear me now? How's it?
I do not hear the white noise now.
Good. Okay. Good.
That was part of an instrumental composed by Dave Prophet called The Vampire Queen. Back to you, Hatter.
Okay. I don't know how much of the intro anybody heard, so I'll briefly go over it again. This is a show we put on twice a month. It is a strange world. We'll go over technologies, unknown things, some of the things we take for granted that are unexplained. We'll be doing artificial intelligence updates as we come across them. Let me get back where I forgot where I was. Okay. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. That was Deborah Lee, my partner, my friend, who the other voice you heard. thank you, Deb. Tonight, yeah, some different stories. The first use of artificial intelligence used to frame somebody has been exposed. So this is really a warning for everybody to be aware. Very aware of things around you, what to believe, what to question before you believe it, because it'll be easily done. Also, some stocks, some investments you might want to consider with the advancement of artificial intelligence and what the corporations and technologies would be affected diversely and profitably. So we're going over some of that. I think we'll start off with a history in the 1950s about cigarettes. Now, In the 50s, cigarettes were identified, early 60s, identified as how dangerous they was for your health. There was a gentleman, in fact, let me pull that up. He was a scientist for the tobacco companies, or a lawyer that had science background. Okay, his name, out of here. Well, what he did, I'll go find his name here in a second. What he did was he went on a investment of his time and knowledge of how to identify the chemicals in cigarettes that were cancerous, the deadly chemicals. Through a 10-year process, he created a cigarette that didn't have those dangerous chemicals in it. When he approached and gave it to the corporation, the head of the corporation said, "This is a cigarette that wouldn't kill anybody." They had already invested so much money and time into it, they kept it secret and let everybody and kept selling the dangerous cancer-causing cigarettes to the public. A lot of this was known before it was told to the masses how dangerous and what it was that was causing cancer that was killing people. So the cigarette companies basically had an answer to before there was ever even really a danger of after advertising of how to market and sell a safer cigarette, and they refused to do it. That blows my mind. The efforts to develop a safe cigarette was thwarted by the corporation that was – can you believe that?
Obviously, the non-cancer-causing one wasn't addictive, so they wouldn't be able to make enough money off of it.
That's probably true, and the investment they already had into it, because it was the early 60s, so every commercial had was cigarette. Every other commercial was either cigarette or beer or cars back in the day. I remember when the Flintstones had their own commercials during the show, and they were smoking Winston cigarettes. Wilma and Fred and Barney and Betty, they're all smoking. The information of how to create a safe cigarette and not let the masses go, that is, I don't even know how you try to correct that. Legally, there should be some legal. All I can say is those people that aren't with us anymore that were were ahead of that or decided to do that, I hope they met a lot of bad dudes going out of this life, because that was a blatant effort to let people die in a most hideous way.
The almighty
dollar. And I'm wondering what other technologies like that I'm going to find through these surfing times that I go through the internet trying to find information that, especially things that were told to us. We're supposed to be a free nation. We're supposed to trust our leaders, our elected leaders. They are responsible for our well-being. They're supposed to have their finger on the pulse of knowledge. But everything's to be political these days. And that leads me to a question of, should our elected leaders be responsible for not informing us of dangers of technology, like artificial intelligence, the dangers of it, or the advancement? They want to keep their the knowledge unknown so they can invest, line their ducks in a row so they'll profit down the road when it does become profit. Should there be a fine or a penalty for that kind of action? If you knew, why didn't you tell us?
Yes.
There's got to be a moral standing or a moral ground that these elected officials have to go by. And the press too, the media, lying to us, not telling us is a lie.
Right, and I think that the penalties should be steep, and that the penalties should be monetary, because nothing's more important to them than money. We'll take some of it back.
Take it back.
Exactly. Penalty would be you've just forfeited everything you've gained since you were in office. That is definitely. That's the only way to stop it. We have to have the media and our elected officials trusted. They should be the most trusted people in our society, and they're not. They're most hated, unliked. There's something wrong with the system if that's the way it is. So we need to take a good look. The only way it could change is the voters. We have the power, but you have to have you have to put aside your own personal feelings for the better of the country. Just because it's good for you now doesn't mean down the road it's not going to turn around and bite you in the ass. And during that time, everybody else suffers. It's a morality problem, and hopefully we'll correct it. And the only one way to do it, the only people that can do it, is us, the voters. So we need to get organized somehow. I don't know. I'm not a political person per se to how to protest, but that's what it's going to take. And it's like generations before us, they had no problem protesting. They believed in protest if there was something wrong. We had the right to protest. We had the right to question things that our government is doing. It's part of the constitutional right. And if they try to say you don't have the right or they threatening arrest or harassment of your company, your family, where you live, is a stalking crime. That is a misuse of power. And there should be strong penalties for that. And have your name be something that is respected anymore. It used to be that that's all you had was the last thing you had was your name. That's what you're given at birth. So that's what you'll have when you die is your name. And you ought to keep it in good standing and trusted.
Yep.
And that's the way we need to look at things, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, especially when we're coming up to some of these technologies we have now. Artificial intelligence is one of them. It could be the most wonderful thing that has ever happened to us, or it could be the thing that tears us and breaks us down. So we have to be aware of it. We cannot have leaders that lie to us with artificial intelligence. If they know something, they got to tell us. They need to tell us, or we need to vote them out. It's just the way it is, cut and dry. It's not a game anymore. But, yeah, the safe cigarettes. My God, what a – you know, I didn't know that. I knew nothing of that until I read it. I read the little headline thing, so I investigated. Went down that rabbit hole, and I was amazed. And it's only coming out now, or I don't know what the date was, that somebody looked at it and said, well, this needs to be known. You know, shame on the corporations that have wanted us to use their product and die from their product in the most tedious way. Cancer is... it's not the way you want to go. You don't want to watch your loved ones go through it either. So shame on them. And I hope they've got about a lot of bad people on the way out of this life. I don't wish that upon anybody that didn't wish the bad things for me and my friends. And it's just that's another morality thing, greed. Greed will tear us down. The West, capitalism, greed will tear us down. How much money do you need, really? So I could talk on that all night, but let's go to the next thing here. There is a substance that I think is being sort of squashed and not used until certain people can profit from it, and that's a guess on my part. The thing is graphene. If nobody's heard what graphene is. I want to get this right, so I am going to pull the page up. Okay, graphene.
I've never heard of
it. Like it sounds. You have heard of it?
It is
part of the superconductor technology. It is what's in basically it's what's in pencils. It's the graphite, but that's the what they use to. It's an oxide, I believe. Now. It's called the miracle material. It's being placed among the global rush industry today. A great advancement globally in the advancement of graphene. What is it? It's a material are composed of pure carbon, similar to graphite, which is in the pencils, but the technologies of it in electronics, manufacturing, construction. Here's some of the characteristics. A sheet of 1 square meter of graphite weighs 0.77 milligrams. Its strength is 200 times greater than steel, and its density is similar to that of carbon fiber. All these make it resistant to high thermal, high heat. It is flexible without breaking. It is one of the highest conductive materials. So the electronics, it resists thermal heat, so electronics to electricity that we use. Many other industries. So for the material for the future, this is where we're at. The scientific definition and possibility application areas can be considered somewhat complex, but the truth is that the properties of the material open a new horizon of world in the world of technology. So maybe it's more applicable today than it was 20 years ago. The nanographie presents a top quality graphene solutions. Okay. It's the research area for enhanced projects, productions, and technologies. So they've got plenty of, I guess the universities and some of the corporations have designated specific areas of their universities or corporations to investigate and experiment and find out what the total limitations are of graphene. Here are some of the applications. Graphene applications in the energy industry. Applications in medicine. Applications in electronics. The food industry. Applications in sports. I would guess like helmets and safety equipment. And this is and other applications, which we'll have to dig into to find. Let's see. Energy storage. Okay, that's your storage, computer storage and such, your sensors, the coatings for resistors, composites, your biomedical devices, and many other. That'd be the lightweight, the heat resistance characteristics of it, graphene. It is also an attractive material for drug delivery and tissue engineering applications. That I did not know, tissue engineering. Graphene's unique properties make it a promising material for many future technologies. I keep saying that. Give me one. Let's see. The cutting edge graphene application in energy industry. Graphene in solar cells. Wow, this thing's a miracle. Material. Ideas of developing lighter, flexible, and transparent solar cells have been around for a while. But finding a material which has all the properties and able to carry the current as a superconductor, for example, was the issue. The indium tin oxide has been used, and because of its transparent. However, it is not flexible. Therefore, the cell had to remain stiff. 2017, researchers from MIT have managed to apply and use graphene successfully on solar cells. When compared to graphene solar cells, the others made in aluminum and made of aluminum and indium tin oxide, they say that it is as good as the ITO cell and a little worse than artificial intelligent one in terms of current densities and power conversion efficiencies. However, it is expected for a transparent cell to perform lower than aluminum-based, which is non-transparent. Okay, that was sort of a complex statement there. Lower than aluminum-based, which is non-transparent. Interesting. I think the thinness, when you get down to nano graphene, would be when it's transparent, that would be the solar cells in order for to be reactive. And I remember when I was an electrician for several years, working as an electrician, the superconductive technology started. That was in the 80s. So that's probably when it got started. And I always wondered what happened to the superconductive technology, because you didn't hear about it for 20 years. I didn't anyway. Let's see. Graphite says solar cells generate energy from raindrops. Whoa. Moreover, let me read that again. Moreover, other scientists are trying to find out if graphene solar cells can generate energy from raindrops, which theoretically looks very possible. Graphene in batteries, graphene enhanced lithium-ion batteries, or lithium, I think it's lithium, batteries show incredible characteristics such as stronger lifespans. See, that's right there. They don't want stronger batteries. They want the shorter life, so you have to die more. So right there, the greed, it will affect that aspect. Higher capacity and faster charging times, as well as flexibility and lightness in the batteries that can be used in wearable electronics. That would be for, like, your electronic lens. People who are getting their arms to attach by prosthetics. That's the word, prosthetics. All that creates a whole new window of opportunity for development in prosthetics. Graphene in nuclear power plants. Heavy water used in nuclear power plants to cool the reactors is both costly to produce and causes a million tons of CO2 emissions during production. Researchers from University of Manchester have discovered that there is a greener and lower cost method to produce heavy water. Graphene membranes. Wow. Graphene membranes. As compared to the highly toxic or caustic. Team leader Dr. Hildego believes that this innovation is extremely important, and its introduction to the nuclear industry will be soon, even though this industry is usually skeptical about new technologies. Yeah, that's another word with, we haven't decided to share it or not. How much money could we make? Graphene in thermoelectric, okay? The Seebeck effect is defined as a thermoelectric effect occurring when heat is applied to one of the two dissimilar electric conductors or semiconductors to move the electrons from the hot part of the cooler hot part to the cooler part and produce electricity. So you're bouncing molecules, I'm assuming, electrons or something, you're bouncing to create the energy, and it's either. That's weird. To create, you have to create energy to cool something off. That's a bizarre thought, but yeah, that's what they're going to do. However, the energy generated by this method is really small, usually quantified by microvolts. Still, it is believed it can be used to benefit from the heat generated by the engines, which is practically wasted. You waste the heat, so they're going to find ways to use the product of the usage of these things. That's incredible. Graphene can be used to increase the Seebeck effect created by strontium titanate almost up to 5 times. I don't know what that is. Graphene in alcohol distillation to distill alcohol. Interesting. Let's see. Graphene in fuel cells. Even hydrogen atoms, known as the smallest atom, cannot pass through graphene. Even hydrogen atoms, known as the smallest atom, cannot pass through graphene. Wow. But it is transparent. In other researchers, Sir Andre Guillaume and his team have tested its protons would be blocked by graphene or not. Protons could pass through graphene. This property would improve fuel cells performance and lowering the fuel cost crossover, which is a major problem with fuel cells that decreases durability and efficiency. Wow. Okay. Graphene and drug delivery, medicinal. I'm not talking about your pusher. I'm talking about how they introduce drugs to your system. It could be used in the chemotherapy, wow, for tumors, even cancer patients. They could target cancer cells better, reduce and decrease toxicity of the affected healthy cells. It sounds like a wonder element. In caffeine cancer treatment, that gets pretty in depth here, I can tell. Gene delivery, wow. Here we go. Graphene and gene delivery. So we're talking pick your sons, pick your daughters too from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa. bringing foreign DNA into cells. If that doesn't sound like Dr. Frankenstein, I don't know what does. Okay. Photothermal therapy. Wow. I can't get into some of these. They're pretty involved. It'll take a whole hour. Graphene and diabetes monitoring. Graphene and dialysis. Graphene and bone and teeth implantation. Graphene and tissue engineering and cell therapy. Graphene and UV sensors. Wow. Detecting dangerous levels of ultraviolet radiation, which can lead to skin problems or even cancer. Graphene for the brain. This is probably what I need. Mysteries about the brain haven't even revealed completely yet. The graphene-based technologies may allow scientists to uncover many of the unknowns by recording brain's electrical activity. This new device is able to hear the frequencies below older technology's limits, and it doesn't interfere with the functions of the brain. Wow. Okay, graphene and HIV diagnosis. So more of the nanoparticle type. It's like a level of virus. Wow. Biosensors. Minimal amount of substance, molecules, okay. It goes on. Graphene and birth control has its own properties desired in a condom. Graphene in deaf-mute communications, graphene in body scans. Unlike x-rays, T-waves can be used for body scanning are harmless to the human body. However, there is a catch. T-waves, or THZ radiation, is hard to both detect and generate. The good news is, with the help of some modifications in other materials, CDV, graphene, can detect THZ radiation successfully. This will not only lead to safer body scans, but also incredibly faster internet in the future. Boy, that crossover is huge right there. My Lord. So now you have to ask, if it's a body scan thing, how fast could this technology be profitable for anybody before they install it? With the technology they have at the airports or the ports that scans shipping containers for nuclear substances or drugs or whatever they're looking for, biochemicals, how fast would that modification take to change over to a new technology? And who's going to profit? Who's going to pay for the manufacturing of it? You know, if they really want it, they could do it in a couple of years. But in order for everybody to make money, that could take 2 decades. By that time, the technology's obsolete. That's what usually happens. Graphene and generating light. Wow. That's the photons and such. Graphene transistors. Graphene and waterproof electronics. I think that's the biggest thing, that the heat that's generated in electronics, it's always been a problem. But if you can water. You can waterproof it. You can heatproof it. And you can make like the little screws and such. You can coat them. It would be no longer conduct static electricity or thing that would burn out part of electronics, sensors, electronics. It goes on touch screen, graphene on touch screens, your computers. The flexible screens. Have you, Deb, have you seen those, the panels? They're about 2 feet by 2 feet, or they can even be larger, but you can put them together on a wall. You can have individual screens monitoring different television, different videos, tape machines, or you can make it into one big TV screen. You just keep buying panels and add it on as a device, and it expands the view light of a TV, for example, or a computer screen. Have you seen those? And they're flexible. They're about an eighth of an inch or an eighth of an inch thick, and they're bendable, and you just put them on your wall like mirror tiles.
Sounds cool.
They've had them in the casinos for quite a while, and I guess you can buy them. I haven't heard them. I haven't gone shopping for them either, but I know they're available. I don't know in what capacity or what companies make them, but it's like they come out with these new technologies. It's all good and wonderful, but then nobody wants to spend the money, or the corporations that can make them, they've already invested millions, hundreds of millions in the technology and the product they have now. So they want to sell that before they're going to invest in other things. That's why when you buy electronics, by the time you buy it brand new, that technology is already obsolete. Sort of like when you buy a new car, you drive it off. You drive it off the car place, and you devalued it by about 10 grand just by driving it off, just by owning it. You couldn't resell it for the same price. And then there it is, that greed. I mean, they've got to be able to make money, but they can't. They've got to realize that it should be a threat of it's going to be passed. You're going to be passed up if you don't jump on this technology. For the governments are the worst. I mean, how many technologies has the government either bought the patent for, stole the patent for, or killed for the patent to own and then squashed the technology so nobody else could manufacture because they own the patent? Running cars on oils or water, distilled or heavy water, whatever you want to call it, to run a motor, that technology has been squashed and bought by who else? The gasoline companies or the car manufacturers, whoever owns it, because they don't want that. They don't want us to get away from gasoline and diesel. They want us to use it, even though they'll set the wave of the green flag. They do not want. That's incredible. And, you know, that's part of capitalism. I don't know. I think the more I listen to Warren Buffett and who's the guy that owns Virgin Records?
Branson?
Yeah, Branson. I listen to him when he finally comes out and gets annoyed by things. He'll come out and make statements, and I like his idea of thinking of how to correct this capitalism hole we're stuck in, because we have to have the participation of the billionaires that became rich from these things. They have to be on board, or it won't happen. But when governments buy patents are also, I won't say buy, I say when governments consume patents and then sit on them and do not allow the technology to advance because of they're making too much money. You know, they won't make as much money if they do it this way. There has to be a limit to how much money do they need. Bezos and Branson, Gates, even Fucklenberg or whatever his name is from Facebook. They don't need that much money. I'm sorry. They don't, to live happy. In fact, they put themselves, their friends, and their family in danger by being that rich. And that's not a happy lifestyle when you are a threat of being kidnapped and or family members being kidnapped for ransom. That's a common thing. They have to have security around them all the time. That can't be normal. How do you distribute that money back without giving it away for free? How does somebody earn it? The pyramid, or the way it's manufacturing to retail buying and purchasing, is a complicated thing of who makes so much money along that way. The distribution, the retail, the resell, in all aspects, everybody's going to make a little bit of money. But when you come back to tearing down a multi-billion-dollar industry to try to distribute the technology, I don't know how you do it. I don't know where you would go to ask. I'm not that smart, but that's the dark side of capitalism. When let's say Donald Trump, for example, or Bezos, when you become so rich, you need to. The government, or I hate to say the government, but I don't know who else would be bigger to say, okay, you win. You've won at capitalism. You won. You figured it out. You've made that a ton of money. Now everything else from this point on, money-wise, goes back into the system somehow without anybody feeling penalized, because they don't need that much money. Billionaires, multi-billionaires should not exist. They just shouldn't. And I don't have the answer, but and you shouldn't complain unless you have a better way. But in all fairness to everybody, I don't know what that answer is. Would you have some sort of how to do it, Deb?
I wish.
Put everybody's name in a hat. Put everybody's name in a hat. Draw 10 of them a week, and hand out millions of dollars to those 10. That won't work either. But you'd have to go back into the technology, and you'd have to have, like, there's this group. It's the Justice. It's a bunch of lawyers, self-made millionaires. They're very smart people. They sit at our government's door and they demand through the Information Act the right to have information. Usually it's about the government. The Freedom of Information Act is what it is. Freedom of Information Act. After so many years or time period, the government has to release information on past administrations or anything about our government, and they take that and they go through to make sure everybody's on the up and up, that nobody's abusing the system in a way that they financially gain in illegal ways. That's what it would take, honest men to, or women, sorry, I didn't mean that, people to be in charge of that. And anytime you include human beings, you're going to have problems. You're going to have something wrong. But I'm afraid that's what it'll take, how to distribute it back into the system and not flood or destroy companies or technologies. Because I don't like the idea of you buy electronic equipment brand new. It's already obsolete. A lot of times they say it's 10 years out of obsolete. It just takes that long for technologies to catch up and be manufactured, because the corporations have multi-millions of dollars worth of material and goods already in the manufacturing plants. So we've come to a point where the system monetarily in growth for a country or the West the east, the south, the north, whatever you want to call it, it has to find a way to keep up with the technology and the money involved. That I've said very poorly, but that is a very complicated idea. I don't. I would love to sit and have a think tank and have ping this off of AP. AP is very intelligent on some things that he's just that step up in the corporate ladder of how things are manufactured, how things are distributed, and what's needed, and the boards, the people that run these, run the things, the CEOs and the meetings of the minds. I'd love to have something to ping, bounce ideas off of. And that's always a positive. I think the world's growing too fast. They're building mountains in the desert to ski on. That's remarkable. I read that if you are in the Arab Emirates or in the Abu Dhabi, if you see nothing but Mercedes parked outside of houses, Mercedes, you're in the poor part of town. Poor part of town.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, you know, these people that say that we've always fought wars for financial gain in the countries are so wrong. We should have. If we did, we would be building mountains. We would have elevators to the clouds. But we don't. These countries are passing us by with the way they have their growth in us helping them be free. Either our shield of defense, military, or industry, or however you want to make it, however you want to say it, right or wrong, or I'm sure I would say it wrong if I went any further with that. But that's a wrong thought. We are suffering. We can't even keep our roads right. Our infrastructure is falling apart. The Eastern electrical grid where you are, Deb, is still in the 1950s technology, 50s and 60s technology. What the hell? That should be the lifeblood of the country. You shut that off, or I remember an ice storm doing that once, shut it down, and everybody was panicking. And then somebody hacked into it once or something. Because it's not protected in any other way. So I don't know if it's – I was hoping that it was just a redundant system in case the electronics went down. Well, I think we don't have any other system. And the old systems can't handle, or you can't use one with the other because it's two different – totally different – technologies. Since now I'm getting over my head on how to say things. I don't want to not try to sound like a smart ass or anything, but I'm just reporting what I've read and preparing for these shows. And it can be very upsetting, very knowledgeable. They don't give you an answer, so it's just all you do is upset myself by figuring, oh, hell, we're all doomed. This is the way it's going to go. So, okay, graphene. What a remarkable wonder substance that is. If you are an investment hound, you might want to look at those what corporations, what businesses are going to advance in this market, because it sounds like right now, even though they've had the graphene technology, or they know what it is, how to make it for quite a while, it's only now being applied. So this would be the time where if you were invested in graphene companies or its application, you might want to check out graphene oxide and such. Make sense? Yeah, let's see. I meant to get back to the studio. Let me run. Deb, are you in the studio?
Yes.
Could you play 2525? Take a break, play a song real quick. If you just doubled in, you're listening. Zager and Evans. With a Z, Zager and Evans. Yeah, if you just started listening, this is a Team of Voices Radio. This is a strange world. We're informing what's available to us via the internet of technologies, its growth, and its responsibilities to those people who are not telling us. So I'm in the studio now. Do you see that, Deb? Zager, you didn't take it out.
No,
did
I don't. No.
It was Zager and Evans, 25, in the year 2525.
Not finding it.
Oh, okay. Did I just lose you, Deb? I see.
No, I'm here, but I'm not finding what the song you asked for.
Okay, we played it the first show of Strange World in the year 2525 by Zager and Evans. Well, I don't see it either.
Vocals in Darkness by Raconteur. My voice disperses as it attempts flight, swallowed by shadows fading from sight.
What's that?
Gateway into the night.
Obviously it's Rack.
Darkness devours
the... I accidentally... I must have pressed it.
I was walking alone. It was great last night.
There's a here. Yeah. Okay. That was me. Bat Fingers. Since I'm in here, let's see the Christmas. Hold on. Yep. Okay, well, that must have been taken out for some reason.
I'm putting it in now.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You stumbled into Team of Voices Radio. Take a break from the poetry for a night and going over technologies, unknown things, things we take for granted, things that are unexplained. I do the best I can, and then gathering this information for everybody to be knowledgeable. Some things you never hear of, like graphene. But graphene's been around for decades, but not applicable, because I remember him saying it was too costly to make, and I didn't know they'd have to have whole complete manufacturing plants to create enough to introduce into manufacturing of electronics and such in the medical fields. I'm sure there are military applications that they're not telling us either. Which takes us back to responsibilities of our leaders, elected leaders, their responsibility to inform us. That's what they're there for, to take care of us, to watch our backs financially and spiritually. And they're not doing it. There should be fines. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green or Brown or Yellow or Purple. It doesn't matter. They have a responsibility to get back to the Cronkite era, where some of these heads, the celebrities that are responsible for their information given to us, are respected, and they're not anymore. So anyway, strange world. And when she brings it up, this is a song from the late 60s, and it speaks a lot. If you listen to the words, speaks a lot of what the future will bring us, or can bring us. A couple of lyrics.
Ready when you are.
Let's hit it. In the year 2525.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine's doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
Yes, in the year 2525 by Zegar Nevins, great song predicting the future 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Well, it's been an hour, Deborah. This is a show to inform everybody. And remember, this year is very important. Pay attention. The future is up to us, the voters. Pay attention to what's going on around us. Choose our leaders correctly, responsibly, because our future depends on it. This is all we can do. It's the only power we have. Deb, thank you. And I want to thank everybody for listening, those that will be listening. And we'll be back next Friday, I believe, for the next Strange World. Deb, you want to go over real quick our future, the upcoming calendar?
Sure. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m., we have Open Poetry with A.P. Taylor. And Hatter and I hang out with him. And on Sunday at 10 p.m., it is the rain date show for the Anzac special that we had to reschedule because the studio didn't work. And in that topic board, there's some really cool art from the kids around Australia. And choose one that speaks to you and join us at the show. And then that brings us to Monday for the second to last show of the color series. And this week's color is red. And that's the
Tuesday
next couple
of days. Yeah, Tuesday will be the first comedy. We're going to introduce a comedy show. The first week is going to be with A. Gressman, Rocketeer, and Wayne Gent will be inviting also to decide what kind of format we want. We need a laugh night, so we're going to try it out and hopefully get some response from it. So that'll be Tuesday, and I don't have the schedule after that then.
Yeah, I was going to say, I walked away from the computer, but Wednesday night, Sky will have something cool going on, and then Thursday night, Sweet will be waiting to hear us scream or make her scream.
And then Friday, back to A Strange World. I believe it's back-to-back weeks, if I remember.
I think so, yes. But very informative show, Hatter.
Yeah, it's a quick hour, isn't it? Try to get everything in, and I'll get better at it. I promise I will. So I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Deb. It's always lovely to spend the night with you for an hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Hattie.
And if you want to listen to a song, pick one, or we're just going to fade away. We can fade away.
I don't know, but what was the thing you had me download for you?
Well, let's play it. This I was hoping it was going to be our theme for the Strange World show. I haven't heard it in its totality.
All right, we'll go out with it, and then I'll make that happen. So.
All right, great. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Hatter. We're pushing the button now. Love and respect.
Okay. Yep. Everybody have a great weekend.
show, Hatter. Night, everyone.
Yeah, that was Iron Maiden, Strange World, meaning the song in different ways. It can be interpreted different ways about vampires. And, some of the lines have different meaning. We'll be playing that later. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday for comedy, next Friday for another Strange World. Thank you.